This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the news is so good I cannot contain myself. Trump's on fire. Usually I say the Root's on fire, but the Trump's on fire. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. No Newsmax TV tonight. They've got live coverage of the New Hampshire primary results. So I'll be off Newsmax TV tonight, but I'll be back on again tomorrow. So just 2 hours of radio with Wayne Allen Root and you, Lee Elsie. Great job opening the show, as always. Lee Elsie in right in proximity to New Hampshire, and the liberal media, they were in awe over Trump's massive New Hampshire rally. One of my fans sent me pictures from it. Amazing rally. Tens of thousands waiting outside and inside, and the liberal media said far bigger crowd tonight for Trump compared to the Democrat rally on Saturday night. Other results of the Trump New Hampshire rally, 25% of attendees were Democrats and 17% did not vote in 2016. All good news. Breaking news. I told you, big news day. Trump is going after them all like Al Pacino in Godfather. Where's the music, Chris? I'm shocked. There's no music. Where's the Godfather scene? Al Pacino takes out all his enemies. First it was the Vindman brothers, the twins. Gone, axed, you're fired. And then it was Ambassador Sutherland. Gone, axed, you're fired. And then it was 70 National Security Council members. Gone. And now hate hoaxer Jussie Smollett, indicted by special prosecutor in Chicago. 6 new charges of disorderly conduct. Jussie's going down. And then the DOJ decided too excessive sentencing of Roger Stone. They backed out from the abusive sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone. Federal prosecutors recommended Trump confidant Roger Stone serve 7 to 9 years in prison. He's a nonviolent 67-year-old man caught up in Mueller's abusive witch hunt. And they came back today and they said, we're going to lower the sentencing, and four prosecutors resigned from the Roger Stone case. Four scummy Mueller prosecutors. First, Aaron Zelensky resigned. Then Jonathan Kravitz. Then it was Adam Jed. And now this. Fourth and final prosecutor is out. I don't know who the name is. Who's the fourth one? They're not giving me the name. All four prosecutors signed Roger Stone's sentencing memo seeking an excessive prison term of 7 to 9 years, and all four are now off the case. The other three prosecutors, Zelensky, Adam Jed, Michael Mirando. They'll all continue working for them. They're off the case. The Department of Justice said it was shocked at the excessive prison term being sought by Mueller's prosecutors because it wasn't what the DOJ was initially briefed on. President Trump blasted the sentencing recommendation, calling it an insult to our country. Well, you should pardon Roger Stone and every other person indicted, every other person sentenced, like Manafort, for being your friends. Pardon them all, President Trump. Trump says it was ridiculous, an insult to our country. More great news. U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh is vetting the Giuliani docs about the Biden crime family. I mean, the list goes on and on. U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr confirmed the Justice Department is currently assessing information about Ukraine provided by President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who says the info contains a smoking gun. And the Washington Post reports that Scott Brady, U.S. attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, will vet the Ukraine documents gathered by Giuliani about the Biden crime family. Joe Biden's going to go from sure shot Democrat nominee to president to a prison cell. And his son's going to go to prison. You have no idea how bad this is going to get. listen to my commentary that's out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get ready for Democrat presidential nominee Bernie Sanders. My latest nationally syndicated column, get ready for Bernie Sanders. Pick your poison. It just can't get any worse for Democrats. They're in a UFC chokehold. Politically dead in every direction they move. Who is their nominee to beat President Trump? I was the first in the nation to point out many months ago Joe Biden would never be the nominee. Even as Biden was leading by 20 points nationally, I recognized his support was a mile wide but an inch thick. No one liked Joe Biden. Even Obama refused to endorse his own vice president. Then the Trump impeachment hit. I reported right here in the RJ, of course I'm talking about the Las Vegas Review-Journal, that Trump would come out smelling like a rose while the only victim would be Joe Biden. Bullseye. A new national Quinnipiac poll reports black Democrat support for Biden has dropped in the days after Biden's Iowa debacle from 52% to 27%. Even the blacks have abandoned Biden. Black Americans say, adios, Biden. You're a loser. So who does that leave for Democrats? Bernie Sanders? This frightening Fidel Castro clone is the most radical candidate for president in America's history. He's also the most racist. He spent the most recent Democrat debate calling white America racist from top to bottom. That's a quote. Good luck getting white American middle class to vote for that. Who's left? Mayor Pete? A failed mayor of a small town who looks like he's 12 years old? Who just announced he wants to decriminalize all drugs, including heroin and meth? No need to waste any more ink on little Pete. All that's left for Democrats is boring billionaire Mike Bloomberg. But Bloomberg may be the first politician in history to alienate both black and white voters at the same time. Bloomberg's support is about to go to zero. Bloomberg paints himself as a moderate. Now, I've pointed out repeatedly, once the great American middle class sees the details of Bloomberg's radical extreme bordering on insane transgender and immigration agenda, his chances of winning a general election are between slim and none. But late breaking news is in. Bloomberg's odds of winning a Democrat primary dominated by black voters just went to zero. This is the biggest news of the day. You won't see it on the evening news. I'll bet they cover it up. But he'll never win now the Democrat nomination. Bloomberg was caught on audio badmouthing blacks in one of the all-time racist rants. Democrats love to call Trump a racist and KKK. Well, Mike Bloomberg makes Trump sound like a bleeding heart civil rights activist. Bloomberg was caught on audio in 2015 at the Aspen Institute saying, basically all criminals are blacks and they must be targeted by police and thrown up against walls to be frisked. I'm not kidding. Bloomberg is heard saying 95% of murderers, and murder victims fit one MO. Xerox it and pass it out to all the cops. They are all male, minorities, 16 to 25. He said all. That's true in virtually every city. That's where the real crime is. Meaning black neighborhoods. Bloomberg continued, people say, oh my God, you're arresting kids for marijuana that are all minorities. Yes, that's true, Bloomberg said. Why? Because we put all the cops in minority neighborhoods. Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get guns out of kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. You thought Trump's Access Hollywood video was bad? Bloomberg is finished. Get ready for Democrat nominee Bernie Sanders. Good luck. You're going to need it up against the booming Trump economy. My column that's coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And no sooner I wrote that, it comes out. Mike Bloomberg once said, police stop whites too much, minorities too little. During a 2013 radio interview, Mike Bloomberg suggested, police stop whites too much. This was during a W.R. John Gambling interview, June 28, 2013. One newspaper and one news service, Bloomberg said, they just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group being targeted by the city's stop-and-frisk policies. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witness and victims described as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we stop whites too much and minorities too little. I'm just laughing. This is a Democrat. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. He's in a lot of trouble. That's the end of him. The whole Democrat base is black people. And Donald Trump tweeted out and then deleted today, Mike Bloomberg is a total racist. That's hilarious. Why'd you delete it? Come on. No reason to delete it. All Bloomberg said was, all criminals are black, all crimes in black neighborhoods, all the criminals are in black neighborhoods, and you got to throw black kids up against the wall and frisk them. That's all he said. Can you imagine if I said that? Can you imagine if Trump said that? Oh, my God. Biggest news story in America. And also, right out of the pages of my new column, Joe Biden pulls out of New Hampshire. He's not going to his own, quote-unquote, victory party tonight. Support sags. It's going to be a disastrous final score. He's going to get creamed tonight. And he flees to South Carolina, praying they'll save him. He took his ball and went home. Polls show him in fourth or fifth place, so he's decided to leave right away and not spend primary night in the state. He's heading to South Carolina to headline a newly scheduled kickoff rally in the state. Can you imagine how much fun that kickoff rally is going to be? It's going to be a funeral. It's going to be Joe Biden's freaking funeral. He's going to get people excited.
Hi, everyone. Joe Biden.
I came in fourth in Iowa. I came in fifth in New Hampshire, but we're going to do great things in South Carolina because the black people like me. I could just picture this guy. Oh, my God. You know he's got dementia, right? It's very clear he's got dementia. The more people see him, the more they realize he's got dementia before he becomes president. And if the news wasn't bad enough for Joe Biden, Biden loses the lead to Sanders in Morning Consult's national poll. I mean, I read you a poll last night where he was down by 8. On this one, he's down 25 to 22. And new poll is out. Most voters believe President Trump will be reelected in November. Another poll is out. The majority of Americans would never support a socialist candidate. And then there's another new poll out that shows 76% of Democrats would vote for a socialist. You people are disgusting, disgraceful losers. Socialism leads to murder and torture and the arrest of political opposition. It leads to starvation. And this, as if on cue, victims of socialism in Venezuela warn the U.S., don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. People are eating from trash bags. Is that what you want? People eating from trash bags. All right. Jussie Smollett is no more.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you can find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they can build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com. Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, so it's our sponsor of this show, Root for the Wall Pack, my pack. And you can find out more at rootwall.com. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. Rootwall.com. If you donate $100 or more, you get a beautiful commemorative brick. 63 million Trump voters together. Canada will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. And then I've got to give the disclaimer at the end. Root for the Wall Pack paid for and is responsible for the content. This message not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com. I'm telling you, this coronavirus thing is terrible. I don't mean to make it a big part of my show because there's many other news items in America. It's a big, big, big problem in China. Who knows how big a problem it'll be around the world or in America. But I just want to let you know, the coronavirus, the CDC is releasing Wuhan evacuees in Texas, Nebraska, and California after a 14-day quarantine. But the coronavirus is found to have a 24-day incubation period. This from Natural News. This 14-day quarantine is based on an assumption that the coronavirus has a maximum 14-day incubation period. But what if the assumption was wrong? What if some patients actually experience a 24-day incubation period? If that were the case, the CDC would not be releasing people into the population 10 days early, would they? Guess what? That's exactly what's happening. According to a science paper published at the MedRxIV website backed by British Medical Journal and Yale, the study entitled Clinical Characteristics of 2019 Novel Coronavirus Infection in China is noted as a preprint which has not been peer-reviewed, but the study notes that incubation periods for the coronavirus vary from 0 days to 24 days. Study based on 1,099 patients with lab-confirmed coronavirus gathered from 552 hospitals in 31 provinces through January 29th. 2020. So they found that as many as 24 days could be the incubation period. We're letting people into the U.S. population after 14. A little scary. And obviously the news keeps getting worse because a federal official says if the coronavirus makes significant impact on the U.S. economy, interest rate cuts may be in order. And, of course, if you don't think the damn cruise ship business is not hysterical at this point, I mean, nobody's getting on a cruise ship after they see that there's an American cruise ship that is now stopped in five ports, is running out of fuel, running out of food, and nobody will let anybody off the ship. This is not a Chinese ship. These are Americans on the ship, and they won't let them off the ship. Nobody wants them because they're scared. Anybody who's been out there could be infected, so nobody wants to let you in. Thailand was the last country, and they turned them down. They said, sorry, we decided not to let you in. We'll send a boat with some fuel and some food. But you're not docking here in our dock. We're keeping that virus out of our country. So you want to get any cruise ship soon? Uh-uh. Whole cruise ship business is going to go down. There's going to be some brutal side effects of this thing. But speaking of brutal, Donald Trump Jr. dunked on Jussie Smollett after his indictment on six charges. Donald Trump Jr. will be our guest in hour number three, meaning the 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West Coast hour. We'll have Donald Trump Jr. here today. But he put out the following tweet when he found out that Jussie Smollett had been indicted on six charges. He said, it looks like they finally indicted the guy who attacked Jussie. Of course, that person who attacked Jussie is Jussie. Good job, Donald Trump Jr. And newest poll is out. Most voters believe President Trump will be reelected in November. A new Mammoth University poll taken February 6th to 9th. This is registered voters. This is not likely voters. This is registered voters. This is a crappy poll. If it was likely voters, it would be much higher. But 66% of registered voters, which means anyone with a pulse, believe Trump will definitely or probably be reelected in November versus 28% who say he'll be definitely or probably lose. 66 to 28. Republicans brimming with confidence, 59% indicating Trump's reelection is definite, 34% saying probable, for a grand total of 93%. And the hesitancy among Democrats is obvious. Only 11% believe their candidate will definitely defeat the president. 44% said he or she probably will beat Trump. 38% of Democrats think it is more likely than not Trump will win a second term. Just 4% of Republicans think Trump will lose to the Democrat. Wow. Great numbers. And Rasmussen has a new poll out. 55% of voters say impeachment made Trump stronger. Only 16% say it weakened him. Gotta love that. And I love the poll that says the majority of Americans would not support a socialist candidate, but Gallup's poll shows 76% of Democrats would support a socialist candidate. Democrats are so out of step with the nation. It's like they live in another country. You know, like Cuba under Fidel Castro or Raul Castro, or maybe they should live in Venezuela. Why don't we pass the hat and raise some money? Time to send all the Democrats to another country. I didn't say what Trump said. I didn't say go back to another country because you're not from here. I know you're from here, but you obviously don't like it here. So go somewhere else. I want to pass the hat and raise the money, especially California. Send them all to Venezuela.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling the original Justice Department sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone ridiculous.
Speaking with reporters at the White House, the president says he did not ask the DOJ to change Stone's sentence, but says he has the authority to do so.
These are the same Mueller people that put everybody through hell. I think it's a disgrace. No, I have not been involved with it at all.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is moving on to South Carolina before the polls close in New Hampshire. The Democratic presidential candidate says he spent most of today campaigning in the Granite State and isn't concerned about the message him leaving early sends to voters.
Not at all. Not at all. Look, they've got a lot of friends here in New Hampshire. And this is going to, we got to win this state in the general election. And I think we're going to be able to do that.
Polls close at 8 o'clock Eastern Time in New Hampshire. This is USA Radio News.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve the historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. By the way, I got a ton of emails in the last few days saying, Wayne, with this new time of your TV show, my TV show on Tuesday, the 25th of February, on Newsmax TV is moving to 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central, 7 p.m. West Coast. And everybody's like, but I won't be able to hear you on the way home from work. And I'm like, no, that's the TV show. You can go home and watch the TV show at 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Central, like Chicago or Texas, and 7 o'clock on the West Coast. But the radio show stays exactly the same. Nothing's changing. Nobody get hysterical. The radio show is 3 to 6 afternoon drive time on the West Coast. It's 5 to 8 Central time. It's 6 to 9 East. Nothing has changed. Radio and TV are just separating. Nothing has changed. So you can listen to the radio, same time as always, then go home and watch TV. It's even better. All right, Newsmax TV, and right here in Vegas, Channel 96, Cox Cable. It'll be on at 7 o'clock at night instead of 5 o'clock. So everybody, afternoon drive in Vegas, you're driving, you're listening to Wayne on the radio on 790, and then you go home and you watch me on Cox Cable at 7 o'clock. They're both on. They have nothing to do with another. Two separate shows. Got it? All right. We've got our guest, James Hurston, here. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry. A big day in the entertainment industry today. Lots to talk about. His website's jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, jameshurston.com. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be with you. How are you?
Good. So a little late-breaking news on Jussie Smollett. He is indicted on 6 charges. It sure seems like Trump is kind of playing Al Pacino in Godfather 2 and going after all the bad guys. And there's a lot more to come, I keep hearing. A lot more to come. Trump's taking
it all
out.
I know, it's amazing. There it is.
All right, so Jussie Smollett, what do you think? His TV career over after this indictment?
Oh, I think his TV career was already over. But this is a sense of justice, because what this guy did was really serious. I mean, he wasted city resources to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. He cheapened real victims of these types of crimes. He absolutely deserved to be brought to justice. And this DA, Kim Fox was her name. I mean, that was a disgusting breach of any kind of justice. And now we got to give credit to this special prosecutor. His name is Dan Webb, who has been working on this case and got a grand jury, as I understand reportedly, to indict this guy. It's on the same facts. It's the false allegations that he gave. And this is my hometown of Chicago. I mean, Chicago has a bad enough name. They don't need to have a fixed prosecution added to their long list of wrongdoing. So we've got to hope and pray that Jussie is brought to justice. I mean, I don't care. That it's not important to me that he does hard time, but I want to see him convicted, because what he did was a vicious misuse of the media, the justice system, and this is something that is a terrible role model. So we have to nip this kind of thing in the bud. And hats off to Special Prosecutor Dan Webb.
All right, easy with tying in Jussie Smollett with nipping things in the butt. Easy. just a little Hollywood humor there. Here we go. I think you left out the really most serious thing that this guy did. The single most serious thing that he did is, it's called racism. He tried to say that two Trump hat wearing guys who were white try to hang them in the streets of Chicago. That was bringing disrepute on every single Trump voter all over America. They were all a bunch of crazy racists who walk around with ropes to hang black people. Come on. I mean, that's it. Can you imagine if someone did the opposite and tried to frame black people on behalf of a Republican presidential candidate? That's the worst thing he did, is he tried to literally besmirch and destroy the reputation of every white male Trump voter in America. Disgusting. Terrible.
It is disgusting. And, of course, he got caught in the lie. He's such a bad liar that when they caught those two guys, the two bodybuilders that were basically paid to pretend to assault him, he tried to claim that they were the assailants. And one of his lawyers, they said, wait a minute, those guys are African Americans. You said these guys were white people, Trump supporters. Said, well, they were wearing white face, she said. So this is, you know, it's pathetic. It's a pathetic thing. And you're right. It was a disparagement, as we're used to now. We Trump supporters are getting used to people disparaging us. That kind of rolls off us. But, yeah, it was just another in many of these. And remember the media reaction to Jussie? They
right.
immediately believed him.
I immediately, the night it came out, I immediately stuck my neck out on a butcher block, which makes sense because I'm a son of a butcher. But I stuck my neck out there and said, this never happened. There are two white men on the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning carrying a rope to hang black men. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Wayne Allen Root stuck his neck out?
Exactly. So all I ever do is stick my neck out. And that's, you know what's crazy about liberals and the liberal media? I stick my neck out 100 times a show, and I've never seen a guy who's right 99 out of 100. And they just look for the one I'm wrong and go, see? He's a conspiracy theorist. He's nuts. They black out the other 99 I'm right about every single day, and they don't mention. I'm the only guy in America who a year ago said, Biden has zero chance of ever being the nominee. He'll never be the nominee. They're never going to allow an old white male to be the nominee in the Democrat Party that Obama won't even endorse. His vice president, he won't endorse him. Obama knows something we don't. This guy, Biden, will never be the nominee. There's another example of sticking my neck out, and I'm right.
Yeah,
I mean, Biden
you were
is
right.
crushed. He's done. Finished.
You know what? The Democratic establishment has abandoned him, thrown him under the bus, and their new guy that they're behind is Bloomberg. And, you know, the Bloomberg is the new Biden. But, boy.
And you know what happened today, right?
Caught.
You heard the audio today, right?
Yeah, I did.
So he's
caught. I think he should be, but you know the mainstream media won't cover it.
No, but black voters are going
to
hear about it.
Social media.
Black voters will hear about it.
Yeah, exactly. So South Carolina, Bloomy, forget it. And here's the interesting thing. The Democrats have a Hobson's choice now. They either stick with Bernie Sanders, who is now the presumptive front runner, and let him destroy the down vote and literally destroy the party. It's like McGovern the sequel. Or they rig it. They use Bloomberg or somebody else to deny Bernie, and the Bernie people will either stay home, some of them will vote for Trump. I mean, so this is a disaster for the Democrat Party, which is why James Carville came out of hiding and warned them of the impending doom. So that's why it's a great day in America.
Yeah, he said, James Carville said he's scared to death of the Democrat Party because he said, I'm a real liberal and I can't stand Bernie Sanders. He's too liberal for me, and he's probably going to be the nominee. James Carville said that. So, you know, look, I think Bernie Sanders will lead to a McGovern-like, a Mondale-like landslide, a Jimmy Carter-like Reagan landslide. I think you're going to see that if Sanders is the nominee. I think there's zero chance. Bloomberg cannot be the nominee when the Democrat Party's base is black voters, and he said what he said about black voters today. For those who are just tuning in and didn't hear me open up the show with my newest commentary, nationally syndicated newspaper column, coming out Thursday about Bloomberg's words. I'll mention them right here in front of James. I know James saw it too. An audio tape is out from the Aspen Institute in 2015, and there was Bloomberg, who basically said all criminals are black, and we're going to send police only to black neighborhoods, and we're going to throw the black kids, and they're all kids, 16 to 25, and we're going to throw them up against the wall, and we're going to frisk them. And if we happen to find marijuana and they all get arrested, they're all black, that's okay too, because at least we'll take out the murderers, because every murderer is black. That's what Bloomberg said. Give or take a summation, give or take a word or two, that's almost exactly what Bloomberg said. And all I'm saying is, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, if Trump said it, he's called the biggest racist that ever lived, and he's a member of the KKK. But if a Democrat says it, can he win the black vote? I don't even believe that's possible.
Yeah, no, I think, by the way, with the record African-American support for President Trump,
right,
the African-American vote is critical to the Democrat Party That's why I say, I mean, the Democrats are in just a horrible position, and they're out there screaming. You know, you mentioned President Trump, you know, he's acting, and we played the Godfather music. President Trump fired, you know, the twins, the Vindman twins.
And he fired Sunlander, whatever his name, what's the name of the...
Sunland. And now, through the prosecuting attorney staff has resigned on the Roger Stone case.
And because, Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, so that is all. Yeah, it's an amazing, beautiful pattern. And I got to say, a lot of these people that have been involved in these various cabals trying to take down the president are shaking in their boots right now. And they
should. I got to think Obama and Hillary Clinton and the members of the Clinton Foundation. I got to think the head of the FBI, Comey, McCabe. You know, all these people have got to be scared to death that Trump's coming to get them now. Seems like all bets are off. And by the way, speaking of great minds think alike, what did James Hurston just say? That the Democrats have this terrible decision about which way they go. It's bad. Look at the starting words of my new commentary, and James and I never spoke to each other. Pick your poison. It can't get any worse for Democrats. They're in a UFC chokehold, politically dead, no matter which direction they turn. Exactly what you just said, James. Great minds think alike. Democrats don't have a good choice for president. It's a nightmare for them. They got nothing. Which is why the latest poll shows Trump will win. Almost everyone agrees, including Democrats. We'll be right back. More with James Hurston. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you can find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they can build the sets at all.
Just 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. We've got a few results in before I get back to James Hurston in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders comfortably in first place, 29, actually about 30% of the vote. Mayor Pete with 22%. I said it's between Sanders, Mayor Pete, and Bloomberg. My column was right. Amy Klobuchar is third, but a distant third, 18%. Elizabeth Warren, a distant fourth, 12%. And Joe Biden is down in the children's dinner table. Joe Biden at 7, Tom Steyer at 3, Andrew Yang at 2, and Tulsi Gabbard at 2, write-ins at 1%. Joe Biden's in there with write-ins and Tom Steyer. You know how much trouble he's in. His career is over. Elizabeth Warren's probably over as of today. Amy Klobuchar will think she's in it, I guess, because she's at 18%. But I think she's pretty much over, and it's really a three-horse race. Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, and Bloomberg, and those are three horrendous choices. My gosh, horrendous. All right, let's get back to our good friend, James Hurston. His website's jameshurston.com, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. James, how are you?
I'm doing great. I have to say it's really stunning to see the way the mainstream media treated Biden's announcement to run. They treated it like this guy has the nomination. Everybody else shouldn't even bother. His gravitas, his experience, his Uncle Joe, his likability. And they were all wrong, all of them. And you were right.
And who was right? And who was right? Wait,
Raw War was right.
And by the way, you know what? Why I thought he would, number one, I knew the tip-off was that Obama wouldn't endorse him. He was his VP for 8 years, and he couldn't even get Obama's endorsement. And number two, every speech I heard, he sounded like he had Alzheimer's or dementia. And number three, the other big thing with Joe Biden is that he had, you know, it was like a mile wide and an inch thick. His support. Everybody liked him a little bit, but no one liked him a lot. And that reminded me of Rudy Giuliani back in, was it 2008, I think it was, with Giuliani, or 12, I can't remember which one. But he was supposed to be the nominee, and in all the early polls, he was up by a mile, and it was a given that he was going to win, and then he never won one state. And that's what Biden reminded me of, and he's turning out to be Giuliani. He may never win one state. I mean, maybe he'll win South Carolina, I don't know. But it certainly doesn't look good for him. He's a Giuliani, so... Anyway.
Yeah, you, I think that, interesting, each of these candidates, you remember Howard Dean, he had the pivotal moment when he went crazy in a speech ending with, yeehaw! And Joe Biden's pivotal moment was the dog-faced pony soldier line to a supporter. That, I think that sunk him. And there were a lot of moments, but that was the final straw that killed Joe Biden's chance of getting the nomination.
Right. Yeah, no, agreed. Let's talk about the Oscars, because you're the Hollywood guy, and the TV ratings show the Oscars fell to all-time lows, right?
Yes, and they were already at all-time lows. They basically have fallen. They lost 3 million viewers from last year, and if you go back 10 years, the Oscars had twice the viewers. They've been falling every year, and there's a, you know, there's more than one reason. There's other variables, but my goodness, these people in Hollywood, the business people, the producers, have been pleading with them, just be entertainers. Just, people don't tune in to hear your foreign policy expertise or to hear you moralize about your politics. They want to see stars. They want to hear about the movies. And they cannot stop themselves. And what was stunning to me is I work in the business. I know lots of people who've worked with Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is actually a real decent guy. Grew up in the South. Grew up in a Christian home. He's a gun owner. He's made the mistake in Hollywood of saying nice things about the Second Amendment. And this isn't him. And he hired a speechwriter, was a Democrat. He was on all these other award shows. I mean, he was Golden Globes and Critics Awards, and he went up and he accepted his award. He told some jokes, and he talked about his co-stars. And at the Oscars, he comes out with this cheap, preconceived joke that insulted half the country and ended up hurting his brand. And I think he's like a symbol of what Hollywood is doing to themselves. They're killing the notion of a movie star, and they're killing the idea of award shows, and they've done it to themselves. You know, there's so many reasons, but part of it is the fact that they pick these movies that no one has seen and nobody cares about to give nominations to.
Right. I mean, I never heard of the Oscar winner. I have no idea what it's about. I don't ever want to watch it. It's not English speaking, right? Is it? It's little words underneath.
Yeah,
the guy's
you gotta
face
watch. There. You gotta read the movie, and some people have actually seen part of it. It's very creative and all, but most people haven't seen it. I mean, Ricky Gervais has become the prophet about Hollywood. He said, "I can't wait to hear your inspirational speeches about equality. You'll have 3 hours here tonight. That's the only time your badly paid migrant house staff will get some time off."
Is he a conservative? Because he sounds like one. He sounds like a conservative, this Ricky Gervais, right?
I think he's not a conservative. Actually, he voted for the Labour Party in London, but I think he's had an awakening about the hypocrisy of Hollywood.
Yeah, but the Labour Party in London, that's like voting for Bernie Sanders. Oh, my God, jeez.
Oh, yeah, no. Ricky Gervais has always been a lefty, but I think he's...
Hey, James, we got to run. James Hurston, time's up. Headed to hour number three. James Hurston at website, jameshurston.com. Thanks, James.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.